Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Yesterday, as you will know by now, Coldplay did an impromptu gig on Grafton Street in Dublin. Rumours of it had spread hours before, so the crowds were absolutely enormous all the way down the street and all the streets around. And I've watched a few videos of this this morning, which is kind of the point of the conversation, to be honest. And all you can see is a sea of mobile phones. It seems like every single person there was filming it rather than living in the moment. And the question we're asking is, have we lost the ability to just live in the moment? Do we need to film absolutely everything? So literally all of the people that were there yesterday had a mobile phone in their hands, videoing Chris Martin and Coldplay as they were performing on Grafton Street. Now, it appears that what they were actually doing was filming a new music video. That's what it appears like. Already messages flying in on this conversation. Let me read some of them to you. Adrian, people are gone out of control with mobile phones. Rather than enjoy an event, they prefer to watch it through a screen while recording it. It's the same at matches. Go to an event, watch it, enjoy it, and leave the phone in your pocket. In general, put the phones away. People are missing the world around them, says Seamus in Limerick. This comes from a good place, says this message. People want to share their experiences with others and let their friends experience it as if they were there themselves. They also want to be able to relive it at some future date, says Declan. And one final message. This is exactly why anyone, this is somebody hoping to get tickets, why anyone under 30 should not be allowed into Oasis concerts next year. These people have absolutely no interest in the music. The only reason they want to go is so they can pose for their Instagram and Snapchat stories. It's ridiculous. So ban anybody under the age of 30 from Oasis, and then you might have a chance of getting a ticket. I'd love to hear from you on this. Our number is 087 1400 106. That's our WhatsApp number if you want to get in touch with us. As I said, the what happened on Grafton Street yesterday was sort of impromptu in that nobody knew about it in advance, but it seems to have been organised as well. Now, Ross, you were down there on Grafton Street. Did you just happen upon it or did you get a tip-off?
So funny you ask. I actually got a call off my mum at about 6 o'clock. Now, as soon as I heard it, I thought it was just a bit of an unfounded rumor. But my mum's friend's son's girlfriend's sister apparently works for Coldplay, right? So that's where it started. And you know, I get this tip off. They're going to be doing a surprise gig on Grafton Street. The last 10 or 11 years, I've been going to the Christmas Eve busks with Bono and Glenn Hansard and all of them. So yeah, they were always great crack. Mm-hmm. To clarify, I'm not an avid Coldplay fan.
Why the need to clarify?
I feel like they get a lot of hate, but look, I thought it'd be a bit of crack of a Wednesday evening. So I live near town anyway. I walked in thinking that there'd only be, you know, if this rumor from my mum's mate had gotten around Dublin, that there'd be a couple of hundred people there. But I showed up and there was about 3,000 or 4,000 people all at the top of Grafton Street. So we managed to squeeze our way up to the front. And I'd say people were waiting for about an hour before, you know, the crowd of Chris Martin and co all came out. And there was a group of people, including the guards, but most of them Coldplay staff, we were trying to get the crowd to push back, and they kept saying, this gig's not going to start unless you push back, move back 20 feet and all this kind of thing. But then, interestingly, they kept saying, this is not a Coldplay show, which I think was an effort to try and get people to leave, maybe disperse a bit of the crowd. But there was a guy who I Googled, he was Coldplay's manager, and he just had a head in him like he was the manager of Coldplay. Mm-hmm. So it was fairly easy to spot him. But after all that, then you see Chris Martin and I think it was 3 or 4 other singers come out. Chris Martin was barefoot and, you know, the crowd went wild. And you're right that all the phones went up. But, you know, when they did the song first, you could kind of be distracted by just how many phones there were in the air. But at the end of the day, they did the song five times. So by the fifth time, nobody was recording.
The novelty had worn off. So that adds then to the belief that what they were actually doing is recording a music video. Would you say so?
Yeah, definitely. Like in all the windows around where they were performing, there was professional cameras set up. There was actually a guy in the crowd I spotted, Anthony Mason, who's a presenter on CBS, CBS Sunday Morning. It's a huge show in America. So I'm imagining he's going to be doing like a short documentary on either the Coldplay tour or whatever this one-off performance was. Mm. But like, there's no doubt that they were recording a music video.
Yeah, so the fact that they did it five times, played the song five times, they're obviously lip-syncing along with it, I should imagine, and that will all be edited together into an amazing video with excellent quality sound.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And I think that's kind of what frustrated a lot of people. You know, as soon as they finished it the first time, Chris Martin said, let's go again, let's go again. And I heard a lot of people in the crowd saying, you know, Jesus, are they going to be singing this again? And
obviously nobody announced that that's what they were doing. So people are obviously looking at Chris Martin saying, why are you singing this song for the fifth time?
Exactly. A song that nobody knows. But it was funny, after they left and the crowd kind of dispersed down Grafton Street, there was a lad down near Weir's just playing his guitar and a lady on a violin beside him. And they started playing Viva La Vida. And I'd say they had 2,000 people all singing along with them. Right. So he got a much better reception than Chris Martin himself.
Chris Martin actually did, yeah. It reminds me of I don't know if you ever saw the Mundy video for Galway Girl that was filmed in Galway with a massive crowd, the biggest ever street performance in Galway. Did you ever see that? It's well worth seeing, but it's very similar to what I imagine they were trying to do yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. And like it looks great. Like I remember the original Grafton Street books with Glen Anser back in the day, myself and my dad happened to be walking past these three or four buskers one year on Christmas Eve, just as Glen Anser gets up on stage, and then Damien Rice joined them, and Damien Dempsey, and then obviously the next year Bono showed up. And like, there's nothing like having, you know, whatever it is, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people all crowded around a load of buskers. It's really, really special. But I will say that last night, as interesting as it was to see and as good crack as it was, you could kind of tell they were lip syncing. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't a very special performance. Mm. I got texts from a load of mates of mine who were way, way back in the crowd. They couldn't hear anything. They couldn't see anything. I don't know if you know this, but Chris Martin's not very tall. I think if they set up a stage, it might have been a little bit more engaging for people. But it was still interesting.
When the music video was eventually released and edited together very professionally, people will then watch it and go, oh, there's me in the crowd there. You might even be doing that yourself.
Without a doubt. A couple of years ago, I was in LA and there was a the roast of Alec Baldwin was on, and I managed to get a ticket for the show. And I'd spent about an hour and a half slowing down the footage to try and find my arm, which I have printed out. But I'll be scouring through that video looking for my ugly mug.
If you were there yesterday, send us a WhatsApp to 087 1400 106. And also, if you happen to have been there in Galway on the 11th of June 2016, when Mundy and Sharon Shannon performed Galway Girl in front of 15,000 people. Now, that leaves Grafton Street and the Halfpenny Place. If you were there for that filming, I'd love to hear from you on 087 1400 106. Now, Michael, you were there yesterday also. Was it like Ross described?
Yeah, very similar. There was just, like, we couldn't, like, I was towards the back and I just couldn't, like, see the concert, you know? And there was just sea of like phones in front of me and like, you know, guys behind me like shouting and stuff like that. You couldn't hear anything. It's just, yeah, it's very similar.
Now, mind you, from what I gathered, there wasn't much to hear because they sang a song five times that nobody even knows. Obviously, it's a single due out maybe later on this year. Let's go back to the mobile phone thing. And any videos I saw, which I suppose proves the point, all you can see is a sea of mobile phones, which makes you think, can people not just live in the moment?
Yeah, that's right. So, like I said, I was towards the back, and all I can see in front of me is definitely not Chris Martin. It was just a sea of phones, right? And then there was obviously people were like, even at the front was like, you know, all recording. And I'm just like, you know, if you're recording this music video, then like, you know, all you can see is just phones, like literally everywhere. Every second person had a phone out, and there was like, you know, kids behind me all shouting like skibbity toilet and stuff like that. It's just like, it just ruins it. You get what I mean? Like, it just ruins the moment, you know?
And it gets worse. I was at a game in Croke Park last year, and in front of me was a guy standing up. That was bad enough that he was standing up in front of me, and standing up with an iPad in his hand, and not just an iPad, one of the big huge iPads, filming this penalty being taken. And he blocked everybody's view. It's ridiculous, especially for the likes of a football match, because you just record it and go and watch it when you go home on your television. But anyway, so the crowd was there, a huge crowd yesterday, all filming on their mobile phones. And the further back you were, like you were, there was nothing to video anyway except a big crowd.
Yeah, the thing is, obviously I realised it was like, you know, even if you take videos, there's nothing to like see. Do you get what I mean? Because obviously with Chris not being that tall, like, and you know, everyone in the crowd was eye level. But there were still like people, like where I was, like every second person was still on their phone trying to fit the crowd, basically. And we couldn't even hear any music, so I didn't get what was the point of like, you know, filming. And there was obviously people climbing onto road signs and stuff like that, and it's just like shouting and screaming and stuff. It's just, yeah. It wasn't really enjoyable being in that crowd, let's say.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, for the music video, it'll probably look brilliant. Thousands of people were there to see Coldplay perform on Grafton Street, even though nobody knows the song that they were singing and couldn't even hear them singing because they were lip-syncing anyway. Stay there for a moment. I want to go to Brona. And there's been a lot of talk about banning mobile phones from gigs. Brona, would you like to see a ban in place? Some gigs have done it. I don't know how successful it's been.
Oh, yeah, ma'am. Hi, Adrian. Thanks for having me on the show. Yes, definitely, I'd agree. I've been to many shows, like of varying kind of genres as well over the past year. I was at Springsteen just and I was at Troye Sivan. They're two good examples of the age of crowds as well. Both were a sea of phones, but more so with Troye Sivan, it was like the entire show was being watched through their phone. I get with Springsteen, I'm guilty of it of myself, that if a rare song comes on and I have never heard him play it live before, my phone comes out to even do a sound recording or some kind of memory of that moment for me. But it's generally a 30-second, 40-second clip, and then I'm back in the moment.
Mm.
But it's nice.
You see, I often wonder, you know, people who are filming half the concert, which I think is ridiculous, those people will never in a month of Sundays go home, sit down, put the video on the television and watch it over and over again. They just won't.
No, that's true. And even myself, like, I'll sit back and look at videos, especially pictures. I like taking pictures of events and stuff as well, but I'll take one or two, and then you just have to sit back and try and enjoy. I'm quite small as well, so it's quite hard to even
enjoy.
So you have to stick your
arm up in the air then as well if you want to take a photograph.
Yeah, exactly. And most of the time I'm watching the concert through other people's phones as well, which is, it's frustrating to an extent. But you can't really do anything about it. And I know some artists do say at the start of their shows, you know, put away the phones and everything, which I think works to an extent. But you still have those people who are like, nah, I'm not going to listen. I'm going to do it anyway, because you can't really enforce it, I suppose.
Yeah, you see, people like, for example, Bob Dylan has been big on this. He has... he announced a 10-day UK tour in November, but he is banning mobile phones from his concerts. I'm sure a lot of people will welcome that. Is that the way we're going? Is that what we need to do?
Yeah, I definitely think so. Like, but I don't know how they're going to incorporate an actual ban, because it's not just a camera. You know, it's a communication device as well, which, to be fair, is... it never works half the time. You know, you're at a concert in the Three Arena or anywhere, and there's no coverage or signal.
Because
anyway,
there's so many people there, yeah. But
yeah,
it, I mean, it is enforceable in terms of taking photographs because, you know, security are all over the place. They will spot you straight away with your phone in the air taking a photograph. I'm just wondering whether or not other people are in favour of going down that road and doing what Bob Dylan announced he is doing, having a ban on photographs being taken at gigs, so that people actually enjoy the actual gig.
Yeah, and you feel like you're there. It takes your whole focus away from the actual moment that you're in. You know, sometimes I take a step back at a concert and go, oh my God, I'm in the same room as Bruce Springsteen. I'm in the same, breathing the same air. All these people are here for a particular reason. And when you see a sea of phones everywhere, you know that they're not really in that moment. And I know from Springsteen, and like, it's not even just photographs. There's people who stream the entire concert to people across the world as well. So it's up the whole time.
I just don't understand. I don't understand as well how they're allowed to do it, because with copyright and all of that. But anyway, okay, maybe that's the road that we're going down. It'd be interesting to see, although it might be a different age group going to the typical person going to a Bob Dylan gig might be a little bit more mature and may not be as inclined to wave their phone in the air. But it'd be interesting to see, is that the road that we're going down?
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk.